This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan de Dios Sainz. Date of birth, February the 28th, 1987. Case ID number is 437-2336. Date of exam, January the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Ricardo Canales, dated 6/28/2022. Identifying information. This is a 35-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epileptic seizures, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, pancreatitis, decreased memory, hyperthyroidism, and thrombocytopenia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on December the 15th, 2022, where he worked as a laborer and a maintenance cleaning man for 2 months, but before that time, he was a provider for 4 years. During the time that he was a provider, he worked 3 to 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, epileptic seizures. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number three, pancreatitis. Number four, decreased memory. Number five, hyperthyroidism. And number six, thrombocytopenia. History of allegations. Number one, epileptic seizures. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop grand mal seizures and status epilepticus. He states when he has seizures, his face will twist to one side, and he'll have shaking of his jaw, foaming of the mouth, and the biting of his tongue. He denies any trauma, tumors, cerebral vascular accidents, drug withdrawal, or in any infectious diseases. He states that he usually has a seizure once per month. He states that he has not been hospitalized for the seizures. The claimant states he has not been to the emergency room, and his postictal symptoms include confusion, decreased memory, and decreased ability to sleep. He was started on levetiracetam, 500 milligrams QD, and appears to be fairly stable on that medication at this time. He has taken no other medication for his seizure disorder. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2013, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 150 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease, although he has been on dialysis for 1 month, secondary to pancreatitis, and does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 180 to 600 milligrams / DL. His average is 280. At the present time, he is on Humulin 70/30, 14 units BID, and metformin 500 milligrams BID. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. The claimant does not appear to be very well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, pancreatitis. The claimant states that in 2019, he developed pancreatitis and was hospitalized for 1 month and eventually had to go on dialysis with severe anemia. He states the character of the pain was a stabbing pain located in the epigastric area, which would radiate down to his abdominal sides. He states the pain usually would last for 2 hours, and it was a pain he had every day. His associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea four times a day, and weakness. He denies any constipation, melena, or hematemesis. The claimant has lost 100 pounds and is food intolerant to spicy foods. He was diagnosed with acute pancreatitis, necessitating dialysis and hospitalization for 1 month. He is presently on no medications for his pancreatitis, and he states that he has never drank any alcohol. Allegation number four, decreased memory. The claimant states that since 2020, because of all his seizures and problems that he had with pancreatitis, he has slowly developed decreased memory. And he states that the seizure medication does not help him with his memory. The claimant is presently taking seizure medications, which consist of levetiracetam, 500 milligrams QD, and he also takes amitriptyline, 10 milligrams QHS, as well as hydroxyzine, pamomate, 50 milligrams TID for anxiety, which may be affecting his memory. He does not take any other medication at this time for his memory loss. Allegation number five, hyperthyroidism. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. He is presently on no medications and has had no surgery for his condition, which they felt might have been related to his seizure and possibly to his pancreatitis. At the present time, his levels appear to be normal. And although he was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, his condition appears to be has resolved at this time. Allegation number six, thrombocytopenia. The claimant states that in 2021, he had a low platelet count. The claimant was not placed on any medications, but did receive a transfusion of platelets. He denies any surgeries or other medications such as steroids for his thrombocytopenia. He does not know what his last level was, but at the present time it is not being treated, but being observed closely. Family history. His father died at the age of 40 from pancreatitis. His mother is 66 and has coronary artery disease, stents, and hypertension. Medications, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams TID, amitriptyline, 10 milligrams QHS, levetiracetam, 500 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD, tramadol, 100 milligrams TID, hydroxyzine, pamomate, 50 milligrams TID, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, and Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets, 4 times per day. Medical problems, hypertension, history of panic attacks, history of acute renal failure with the necessity of dialysis, and diabetic nephropathy, insomnia, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, grand mal seizures, and status epilepticus, being treated at this time, but does not appear to be very well controlled secondary to having a seizure once a month, thrombocytopenia, resolved, headaches, stable, maybe secondary to hypertension. Major surgeries, none. hyperthyroidism resolved, decreased memory, stable at this time, and history of pancreatitis with the need of dialysis and hospitalized for 1 month. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant used to drink socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he uses marijuana. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. A physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 206 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 147 over 107 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 31.5. The claimant was told that his blood pressure was high and that he needed to follow up with his physician and possibly take a second pill. General, this is a 35-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to not be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for an evaluation with his mother and appears to have poor memory and inability to remember any kind of events. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos on his skin areas. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but barely oriented to time, place, person, and situation. He had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, but he had difficulty in responding to me. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant also appears to have a somewhat low IQ. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. Could you drop down to the last sentence in that paragraph? He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? I'm sorry, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well but does have some limitations and appears to have decreased memory and a decreased IQ at this time. The claimant has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for poorly controlled insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and a seizure disorder that does not appear to be totally controlled at this time. Probable diagnosis is epileptic seizures dash being treated at this time. However, the claimant is still having at least one seizure per month and may need to be increased on his dose. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant is being treated at this time, but his blood glucose levels are very high, and he may need to be regulated a little more than what he is being regulated at this time. Number three, history of pancreatitis with the necessity of dialysis. The claimant was hospitalized for 1 month, but his condition appears to be stable at this time, and he appears to be doing well, and his condition has resolved. Number four, decreased memory, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have decreased mental status and cognitive function with a decreased IQ. He also appears to have a poor memory as well as poor concentration. Number five, hyperthyroidism dash has resolved and is in remission. Number six, thrombocytopenia dash not being treated at this time appears to be stable and appears to have resolved with the resolution of his pancreatitis. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan de Dios Sainz.